When they came in and saw Toad, the badger shook his head sadly.
"Poor Toad, this is not a happy homecoming for you."
But the mole was very pleased to see him. "Here's old Toad," he cried. "How did you manage to escape from prison? It was very clever of you to do that."
"Clever?" said Toad. "Well, I don't want to boast, Mole. I'll tell you all about it, and you decide if..."
"Toad, do be quiet, please," said the Rat. "We need to discuss plans. I think I know the best way for Toad to..."
"No, you don't," said the Mole. "I know what Toad should do. He should..."
"Well, I'm not going to," cried Toad, getting excited. "I'm not taking orders from you fellas. It's my house that we're talking about, and..."
By now they were almost shouting at each other, when suddenly a deep, low voice came from an armchair.
"Be quiet at once, all of you," said the Badger. "And listen. The Mole and I have been watching Toad Hall. The stoats with their guns are on guard all round the walls, and they're very good guards, too. We can't attack the place from outside. They're too strong for us."
"Then there's no hope," cried Toad miserably. "I shall go and join the army or something, and never see my dear Toad Hall again."
"Cheer up, Toady," said the Badger, "because now I'm going to tell you a very great secret."
Toad sat up interested. He loved secrets, though he could never keep them.